I want to thank the Lord that it's been 3 years since I've celebrated Easter with you. There is one particular church where on Easter morning, the pastor said, told all the co-workers, we're going to turn off all the lights. So when the congregants came in, it'll be completely dark. The pastor then came on stage, then turn on the lights. Because Christ has risen.
就像刚刚带领我们唱诗的弟兄们，让我们唱《因他活着》。
A while ago, they ask us to sing because He lives.
今天早上很高兴的和弟兄姐妹们一同在这里敬拜，来颂赞这位荣耀的君王，救主耶稣基督，他已经复活了。
We are here gathered together in worship and singing hymns because He is resurrected.
今天早晨，我本来是想请弟兄姐妹们读那个《路加福音》的第24章的13节到48节。Originally,
I planned to have everybody read Luke 24 from verses 13 to 48.
因为这一段经文太长了。But
it was a too long a verse.
想到等一下还要领圣餐。And
we still have Holy Communion.
如果我们都把这个圣经一起来练一遍的话，我们就直接领圣餐了。If
we are going to read from the Bible, then it's going to be too long.
但是这一段圣经，我相信很多的弟兄姐妹们，我们都非常的熟悉。However,
we are all very familiar with this particular text.
因为这一段圣经是讲到了有两个门徒从耶路撒冷往以马忤斯去。It
talks about how the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus.
因为他们经历到了
Because they have undergone something that is agonizing and difficult to bear. Because the Lord and Savior that was with them has died. But then some of the women said, He has risen. They've never heard of the dead person arising. So with a heavy heart, they were on their way to Emmaus.
在这一路上，耶稣与他们同行。On
their way to Emmaus, Jesus appeared and walked with them.
他们居然没有认出来是耶稣。And
yet they did not recognize him.
所以耶稣听到他们在一路上谈论耶路撒冷所发生的事情。So
they were talking about what had happened.
所以耶稣就跟他们重新的来讲到耶稣基督。 为世人的罪来到世上，并且要钉死的事。And
so Jesus tried to repeat the story that he told before about how the Messiah is going to come, he will be crucified, and he will be resurrected.
在耶稣跟他们一起到即将到了以马忤斯的时候，And
when they arrived at Emmaus,
他们好像看到耶稣还要继续往前行。They
wanted to go forward.
所以他们就强留耶稣下来一起进晚餐。So
they then insisted that Jesus remained with them to eat and dine with them that night.
在耶稣拿起饼来掰开祝谢了之后，他们突然就认出来这是复活的耶稣。So
when Jesus broke bread with them, that is when they realized that this was the risen Christ.
所以他们希望，他们就很快的回到耶路撒冷去跟那些门徒们讲说，耶稣基督复活了。Hurriedly
they went to Jerusalem and said, Jesus has resurrected.
耶稣也来到他们当中。
Jesus had appeared before them.
让这其他的门徒们看到耶稣基督复活的事实。And
all the other disciples sooner or later saw the fact that Jesus has risen.
因为他们有这样的一个责任。Because
they now have this obligation.
要把福音继续的向后面的人来传扬。To
continue to share the gospel with the rest of the folks.
这是我今天大致要讲的这段经文的大概。So
this is a summary of the text for this morning.
我想我们都知道在四福音书当中 有耶稣曾经多次的向门徒们传讲他将被戏弄，然后被鞭打，钉在十字架上，第三天复活。Throughout
the four Gospels, Jesus has been continually been quoted as saying that he will be mocked, he will be flogged, he will be crucified, and then he will rise from the dead.
七日的第一日，基督复活了。Then
on the first day of the new week, Jesus risen from the dead.
那妇女们就带着香料。 来到坟墓前，却发现了那一个坟墓成为一个空的坟墓。
So when the women went with their funerary spices and oils, they realized that it was an empty tomb.
然而天使向他们显现说，你们为什么要在死人当中找活人？
Then the angels appeared and said, why are you looking for a living among the dead?
他已经复活了。
Because he has arisen.
对这些妇女们看了这样的一个情况之后，就立刻的跑回去跟那些门徒们说。
So the women heard this, saw this, and told the rest of the disciples.
但是这十一个门徒却认为他们是在胡说。
But then,The rest of the disciples thought that they were talking about foolishness.
而不相信他们所说的耶稣已经复活的事实。
They did not believe that Jesus could rise from the dead.
所以又进到了我们的十三节到四十八节里面，这两个有两个门徒，他们就离开了耶路撒冷，要往以马忤的路上去。
And that is the reason why in verse 13 to 48, you have the two disciples who wanted to leave Jerusalem.Heading out for Emmaus.
因为他们听到这个信息，耶稣已经死了，怎么又变成活过来了？
Because they heard that Jesus died, how could he be alive again?
所以他们对信仰产生了迷茫。
So now they're confused in their faith.
对不起，我应该把这个拿出来。好，三天前，他们亲自的看到了耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
Because 3 days ago, they saw Jesus crucified.And died.
但是现在却有人说他复活了。
But now somebody says he's alive.
这到底是怎么一回事？
So what could this mean?
所以使他们的心中产生了非常大的一个迷茫。
So there is a confusion in their hearts.
因为耶稣基督被钉死的事实感觉到了绝望。
Because they despaired over his death.
因为他们素来所盼望的要救赎以色列民的就是他。
Because they were hoping that Jesus is going to redeem Israel.
但是如今他确实是死了。
But now he died.
盼望没有了。
They've lost all hope.
可是那些妇女们怎么跑来说耶稣他复活了？
So the women came and said he's alive.
这到底是怎么一回事？
So what could this be possible?
这就让我们所看到了他们在信仰上面产生了迷茫。
This is the confusion in their faith.
我们知道这两个门徒跟随过耶稣。
These two disciples followed Jesus in the past.
他们都知道耶稣说话行事都有大的能力
and they know that he spoke and he did things with great power
并且相信他就是以色列人素来所仰望的那一位
and they believe that he is the one that Israel had hoped for all along
可怜的幸亏是因为祭司长和官府把他钉在十字架上
unfortunately the high priest and the rest of the scribes and Pharisees crucified him
就把他的教训和大能给忘记了
and to make them forget about his teachings
把他素来所盼望的竟变成了永远的绝望
So their long held hope now seemed to have turned into everlasting despair
这就是当时两个门徒们他们的心态
And that would be the condition of their hearts for these two disciples
把素来的盼望变成永远的绝望
From hope to despair
因为他们相信耶稣确实是死了
Because they believed that Jesus died
可是我们想到若是他们能够记得并也相信耶稣曾经多次地跟他们讲说
But if they could recall time and time again in the past, Jesus had said this.
人子来要舍命做多人的赎价
He said, the Son of Man had come to give his life as a ransom for many.
另外一处经文就讲到了他要受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日复活
And there's also been quoted that he will suffer, he will be killed,And on the third day, rise again.
如果这两个门徒还记得这一切的话，他们就不会因为所听到的而产生迷惑和绝望。
If these two disciples still remembered what he said, they will not be in despair.
很显然的是，他们对信仰没有真实的认识。
Obviously, they did not truly know him in faith.
因此，他们离开了耶路撒冷。叫往以马忤去，甚至他们想把这个信仰完全摒除出去。
They therefore left Jerusalem, headed for Emmaus. They have given up the faith.
他们可能不再相信耶稣基督是他们以色列人的盼望。
They no longer believe that Jesus is going to be the hope.
我想这是对我们今天每个基督徒来讲是一个很重要的事实。
This is a very important fact for every believer here.
但是今天有很多的基督徒。我们却发现到了我们有同样和他们一样的问题。
Unfortunately, today there are many so-called believers who have the same problem as those two disciples.
记得在2021年的时候
，I remember in 2021,
这个 Richmond 查经班的李台志弟兄带领了一些刚信主的弟兄姐妹们和一些 这个在教会很久的弟兄姐妹们，他们每一个礼拜二的早上要一起来读圣经。
There was a brother Wesley Lee who was leading the Richmond Bible study, and he was leading a group of new converts as well as old converts studying the Bible.
因为他们盼望能够借着读经，让弟兄姐妹们更多的来认识他们所的信仰。
And they're hoping that they can know more about their faith through Bible study.
当他跟我这样子分享的时候。
But when he shared with me,
我就想到了今天在教会的里面同样的有一个问题产生。
I think that there's the same problem in church today.
很多的弟兄姐妹们信主了很久了之后，圣经没有读过一遍。
Many people have been so-called believers but have never read the Bible.
甚至有些人讲说，我根本不知道怎么读圣经。
In fact, people will say, I don't even know how to read it.
所以我们就发现到了有很多的弟兄姐妹们受浸了之后，但是没有多久的时间不见了。
There are many people who get baptized and then they disappear.
因为他们怀疑这个信仰的真实性。
Because they doubt the truth of the gospel.
因此，我记得在那个时候，我们就开始在教会里面，筹组一个训练的班，是专门训练一些弟兄姐妹们能够去帮助陪读这些刚信主或者信主一段时间还没有读过圣经的弟兄姐妹。
So at that time, we started to do a Bible study, seriously studying the Bible to bring people and cultivate them in the faith.
希望能够在圣经的根基上面帮助他们扎根。
That they can bear root in the Bible.
避免在信仰上产生同样的迷失。
To avoid the same confusion in faith.
第二个，信仰的重整。
The second point is the transformation of faith.
当主耶稣与这两个门徒同行的时候
，When the Lord Jesus Christ walked with the two disciples，
他们居然没有认出来耶稣。
They did not recognize that he is Jesus。
耶稣就问他们：“你们所谈论的是什么事情
？”So Jesus asked, "What are you guys talking about?"
耶稣知道他们的疑惑
，because he knows about their doubts。
耶稣想到他们曾经跟随过他
，because he knows that these two have followed him。
因此，耶稣直接就跟他们讲：“你们真是无知啊
！”Then Jesus then exclaimed, saying, "How foolish you are!"
说先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
And how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所记，指着他自己的话，都给他们解释明白。
Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them everything in the scriptures.Concerning himself,
使他们能够明白基督竟然按照圣经的预言受害
so that they'll understand that Jesus was actually crucified. He suffered for as written in scriptures.
也必按照圣经所预言的得到荣耀
As prophesied, it has happened.
这岂不是合理的吗
Isn't that reasonable?
复活又是怎么值得奇怪的
So how come you are so?So surprised about the resurrection.
因此，耶稣就指引他们对弥赛亚的认识。
So Jesus then brought them to an understanding of the Messiah.
过去他们从圣经当中看到了荣耀，却没有看见受害。
In the past, they saw the glory, but did not see the suffering.
现在他们从十字架上看到了苦难，却没有看见复活。
Now they see suffering, but they do not see the resurrection.
所以耶稣在 这段路程当中对他们来讲述重新来讲述这一段的事情最主要的目的是要在重新的塑造他们对信仰的认识
Now Jesus had to explain all of this once again to bring them to a clearer understanding of the faith
避免他们在信仰上面继续的迷失
To avoid them continuing to be confused and lost
亲爱的弟兄姐妹耶稣在这一段路程当中跟他们讲解了圣经当中最重要的有关他自己被钉死，但是他会复活。
And here Jesus clearly once again said about his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection.
但是很可怜的是，今天很多的基督徒认识了主，但他没有更深入的去认识神的话语。
Unfortunately, too many Christians do not fully understand this faith.
所以我在讲说，很多的时候我们发现到一些基督徒把这个复活的基督活死了。
Many times we believe in a living Christ who is dead.
或许你觉得这句话很荒谬。
And you may think that this is kind of weird that you are making a living Christ dead.
最主要的原因是因为他们的生命里面没有真实的让人看到耶稣基督的形象。
Because in their lives they do not see the resurrected Christ image in their lives.
我想举一个实际的例子。
Let me give you a true example.
各位一看到这个就是一个 很漂亮的教堂
I'm sure you can see on the screen a beautiful cathedral
这是在加州 Garden Grove 的水晶大教堂。
You can see this in Garden Grove, California. This is called the Crystal Cathedral.
它不仅仅是一间教会。
Not only was it a cathedral,
它更是一间设计的非常完美的教堂。
It is actually considered a world-renowned architectural wonder.
你各位要知道，他们是用一万片的这个玻璃把这个水晶教会把它盖造起来。
And they had to build this crystal cathedral with 10,000 pieces of crystal glass.
这个教会可以容纳将近3000人。
And they could accommodate 3,000 people in a worship.
创投牧师是 Robert Schuller.
And the founder is Robert Schuller.
但是很可惜的是
，unfortunately，
他对他的会众却传讲一种极为危险的教导。
He was preaching a dangerous message。
他对他们的百姓，他对这些弟兄姐妹们说道：“他们不再宣讲罪
，No longer will he preach about sin。
他们也不再强调人必须借着耶稣基督来得救。
He does not talk about how you need to be saved through Jesus Christ。”
不仅如此
，Not only that，
他们反而宣称人类最大的问题不是罪
，And he figured that the most important challenge of man is not sin，
而是自我价值感的低落
，But rather a low self-esteem。
所以耶稣被降格成为一个这个励志的演说家
，And now Jesus has been promoted now into a motivational speaker。
人对耶稣的拯救的事实。被彻底地抹去了
And they have forgotten about his redemption, his salvation.
这间教会全面地拥抱这一个成功神学
And they were fully embraced what they call prosperity gospel.
教会的重心从圣经的真理转向娱乐
And the focus has now shifted from the gospel to entertainment.
表演比上帝的话语更重要
So entertainment was more important than The gospel.
这个教会盼望着用这样子的一种方式能够吸引更多的人来进入到教会里面。
And they were hoping that it would attract more people.
但是很可惜的
Unfortunately,
不如他们所想到的那个预期
Beyond what they were expecting.
教会聚会的人数越来越少
The people attending reduced.
不仅如此
Not only that.
这个教会在2010年的十月
In October of 2010,
因为没有办法，教会没有办法支付庞大的支出
，because they could no longer pay for all the major expenses，
宣告破产
，they filed for bankruptcy。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这一个那么大的教会，因为在信仰上面不传扬耶稣基督，而是从娱乐上面让人家来吸引人来认识上帝。
For such a big church, they could have been successful except that they were preaching entertainment instead of the gospel。
不让人重视罪。
They did not emphasize sin.
不让人知道救恩是从耶稣基督而来。
They did not talk about how salvation comes from Jesus Christ.
以至于教会成为这样的一个光景。
And that is why the church met this fate.
这就其实让我们知道一件事实。
And this tells us a fact.
若教会里面不讲耶稣基督的救恩
，If a church does not talk about salvation of Jesus Christ，
不强调耶稣基督是一个复活的主
，It does not talk about the resurrected Lord，
信徒的根基很容易的会消失掉。
Very quickly, the foundation of your faith will get lost.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要重视读神的话语。
We have to emphasize studying the word.
我们更要认识圣经的真理。
We need to know about the truth in the Bible.
以至于我们在信仰上产生了偏差。
So that we will not go astray.
第三个要和弟兄姐妹思想的是信仰的坚固。
The third point I'd like to share with you is the strengthening of the faith.
当他们抵达到以马忤斯的时候
，When they arrived at Emmaus，
太阳已经西了
，It was already evening。
他们想看到耶稣好像还要继续的往前走
，They thought that Jesus wanted to continue with his journey。
所以他们强留耶稣基督下来
，So they urged Jesus to stay behind。
对，耶稣和他们一同坐席的时候，他就拿起饼来掰开了祝谢给他们。
So as they sat at the table, Jesus broke bread with them。
他们的眼睛就突然明亮了，认出来。那一个就是从跟他们一同从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯的这一个人就是耶稣。
Then they realized that the person walking with them all the way to Emmaus was Jesus Christ.
他们回想到在路上耶稣给他们讲解圣经的时候，他们心里面不是一时的都非常的火热。
They recalled how their hearts were burning when he was explaining things about scriptures.
所以他们才知道了那个那些妇人们所说的耶稣复活了是事实。
Then they realized that the news from the women is true.
因此他们立刻的起身。
And immediately they got up.
要回耶路撒冷。
They wanted to return to Jerusalem.
原本的忧伤的心情变成喜乐的心。
So sorrow turned into joy.
因为耶稣基督复活了。
Because Jesus had risen.
他们的信仰再次的重新的被坚固
so their faith is once again strengthened
他们立刻的要把这样子这个喜乐这个惊喜去告诉其他的11个的门徒
they hurried to share this news with the rest of the disciples
当他们回到他们当中的时候
when they returned
他们也在那里讲述了耶稣基督真的复活了
when they were talking about truly Jesus had resurrected
这两个门徒也把他们路上所经历到的这些事情告诉他们说耶稣基督真的复活了
and when the two disciples were sharing about how they met Jesus
而在这个时候
at that moment
耶稣来到他们当中
Jesus appeared before them
说愿你们平安
then he said I'm going to paraphrase in Aramaic
各位我们看到了在圣经上面怎么记载着
and what did Jesus say
他们就、oh, 就害怕
and he said to them shalom dudes
以为是看到魂
then people thought that they saw a ghost
但是耶稣伸出他的钉痕的手伸出他的让他们看到他是耶稣他是真正的复活了
but here Jesus then took out his hands and say see my nail pierced hands
使他们相信对他耶稣基督是真实的复活在他们的面前
to let them see that Jesus Christ truly resurrected and he's standing right in front of them
而在这个时候也让我们看见了
and now we also see
耶稣使他们明白他从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话说摩西的律法先知书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的都必须应验
Jesus reminded them that everything written about him in the law of Moses in the prophets in the Psalms must be fulfilled
于是开他们的心窍使他们明白圣经
Then he opened their minds so that they can understand scriptures
亲爱的弟兄姐妹耶稣向这十一个门徒们显现的目的就是要坚固他们的信仰
His purpose was to appear before them to strengthen their faith
因为这一些门徒们将要成为耶稣基督第一代的传福音的见证人
because these disciples are going to be the first witnesses the first evangelists for Jesus Christ
在路加福音24章的46节这里讲了他说又对他们说经上所写的基督必须受害将第三日从死里复活
as it is written that Jesus is going to be crucified and eventually on the third day be resurrected
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道
and people will use his name to preach about the gospel of salvation and redemption
从耶路撒冷直到万邦
from Jerusalem to all the places throughout
你们就是为这些事做见证
and you are the witnesses
耶稣复活的事实必须要向这十一个门徒们了解
So what Jesus wanted to do is have all the disciples understand this.
也让他们亲自的看见。
So let them personally see it.
耶稣复活了。
That Jesus had resurrected.
因为这十一个使徒们，他们要承担以后传讲耶稣基督复活的大能。
Because they will now bear the obligation, the commission to share about his resurrected power.
也就是他要成为耶稣基督的见证人。
In other words, they will be witnesses and testimonies For Jesus Christ.
所以这真是一个不可思议的惊奇。
And this is something that's an incredible wonder.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
盼望着我们每一个人都能够像这些十一个门徒们一样的成为耶稣基督的见证人。
May we be just like these disciples, his testimony, his witnesses.
因为他已经复活了。
Because he has risen.
复活的主
This resurrected Lord.
它代表着死亡不再可怕
No longer do you fear death
代表着黑暗终将过去
Because darkness will all pass away
代表着盼望从未熄灭
And hope will never be extinguished
代表着困境终有出路
That there's always a way out of every difficulty
代表着生命终将得胜
And life will ultimately be triumphant
感谢主今天早晨我们在这里一起庆祝耶稣基督的复活
I want to thank God that we can celebrate his resurrection this morning
但是我们从这一段的圣经里面更多的看到的是耶稣基督复活的事实 不仅是要坚固信徒的生命。
The fact of his resurrection is not only to strengthen people's faith，
更是要属他的儿女们传扬他福音的大能。
But also to trigger all the believers to go and share his mighty power and his resurrection。
因为我们所信的主。
Because the Lord that we believe in，
他复活了。
He has resurrected。
就像天使对那些妇女们讲说，
just like,
为什么要在死人当中找活人？
Just like how the angels told the women, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
因为我们所信的这位主耶稣基督他已经复活了。
Because the Lord that we believe in, Jesus Christ, he has risen.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们在你面前感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，因为你为我们的罪来到这个世上。
Because of our sins, you came to the world.
你为我们的罪也钉死在这个羞辱的十字架上。 但我们恳求主，你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
不仅是清楚地认识到了你是复活的主。
Not only to know that you are the resurrected Lord.
更让我们知道了你赐给我们有永恒的盼望。
But you give us everlasting hope.
但愿今天早晨我们在这里的庆祝。
As we celebrate your resurrection today.
不只是庆祝基督耶稣的复活。
Not only your resurrection.
更让我们看到这复活的大能，让我们成为福音的传人。
But rather through this resurrection power, we can become a channel.
让我们每一个属神的儿女。
That everyone who belongs to you.
让我们更深的认识主。
May we get to know you better.
让我们更多的活出基督。
May we live out Christ even more.
让我们的生命更多的传扬基督。
May we proclaim Jesus Christ.
求主耶稣听我们的祷告。
And listen to our prayers.
我们如此感谢祷告。奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray all these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.